You can find information on YouTube about how to do even the most basic things, like growing grass.
So that's why in nature, grass grows on its own. So the best time is in the spring or the fall.
But some people in Virginia may already be a little too good at growing grass, if an idea being considered for the upcoming General Assembly session is any indication. Katie Hertz joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project. Katie, the story about this is from the Daily Press in Hampton Roads. Dave Ress is the reporter. So what's this grass thing about?
Peter Farrell, a Republican delegate from Henrico County, has proposed a bill that would make current grass-cutting provisions applicable statewide. The current state law allows cities and counties to require that owners of vacant lots cut grass and weeds, but it gives just 9 localities the ability to require the same of owners of occupied lots.
Now, he wants that provision about occupied property to go statewide, and if the bill passes, grass will be considered in violation when it grows to 12 inches. And, Katie, the government will intervene if need be.
It is worth noting that state law also says that if city or county workers have to come out and cut your grass for you, the locality will then bill you for their work.
And possibly bill you more than you might spend by having someone less official do that job. Our next story is about Amazon.com, which also uses the internet to educate us. In this case, illustrating the lesson with a cartoon character who's had trouble being in the right place at the right time to receive his deliveries.
All he has to do is check out as normal and select a nearby Amazon locker location to ship to. He gets a special code, he enters it at his locker location, and the package is ready.
And now, Katie, this opportunity has come to Richmond.
An Amazon.com locker nicknamed Wallace was recently installed in Richmond. Wallace is located in a convenience store near the Virginia Commonwealth University campus, and he contains about 40 locked boxes for customers to pick up their orders.
Is this an extra revenue generator for the company?
There's no extra charge to use this service. However, packages delivered to Wallace must meet certain size restrictions, and they must weigh less than 10 pounds. And if a customer doesn't retrieve their package within 3 days, it's then returned to Amazon, and the purchase is refunded.
Technically, this isn't the first one in the Richmond area, is it?
There are 2 other lockers named Rex and Martin at Amazon centers in Chesterfield and Dinwiddie counties, but neither of those are available to the public.
And how long has this been going on, Katie?
Lockers have been available for a couple years in major U.S. cities, including New York and Seattle, and were first introduced to Virginia in 2012. And according to Amazon's website, there are about 12 lockers in Northern Virginia as well.
That story, by the way, was written by Graham Mumaw in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Katie Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.